The other maimer we finished, we're going to start a maimer at the end of the parsha in the Kutat Torah, 102. 102, middle of the first column. Okay, he says, Vayishlach Yeshua Menashitim Shnaim Anoshim Meraglim Chodesh Leimer. Okay, at the end of in the Haftarah of the parsha, it says that Yeshua sent two spies from Shittim secretly. And he said, "Lochur or Saaretz, go check out the land of Yericha in the city of Yericha." So he says, "In Bavad Leyasi Yeshua Midaite." There's no question that Yeshua didn't do this on his own. Rak Hashem Yisbarach Tzivo Al Kach. That Hashem commanded him. Obviously, we can't say that Yeshua did this on his own. Yeshua did it because Hashem told him to do it. He says, "B'meraglim sheshalach Moshe." So the question: why is this different than the meraglim Moshe Rabbeinu sent? Then over there it says, "Shlach locha." V'amir Azal and Chazal say, "Ladaitcha ani einu metzavaloch." I'm not commanding you. Why is it by Yeshua? Obviously, Hashem commanded Yeshua to send the meraglim to Yericho, and yet by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem is telling him, "I'm not telling you to send them. Do it on your own." So he said, "Lahomin inyan zeh." Shebachol Eretz Yisrael Leitziva Hashem Yisbarach Lishleich Meraglim Rak BiYericho. So this it comes out like this: Yeshua sent spies, basically primarily to the city of Yericho, and meaning the whole Eretz Yisrael cannot get spies, but Yericho could get spies. Why? Shahoy Semenula Shel Eretz Yisrael. It was like the key. The by opening up Yericho, they opened up the whole land. And in the city of Yericho, the people live there from all the different nations. Like it says, Chiti Ameri Kobali Yericho. Okay? That means all the nations were part of the city of Yericho. Meaning, Yericho was the general aspect of all of Eretz Yisrael. All the seven nations of Israel lived in Yericho. So basically, Yericho is like the key to the whole Eretz Yisrael. Lo'avin inyan ze'echu ze'anim to b'chol Yisrael. How is this found? Now, obviously, it's an Avedas Hashem, which means we're saying in Avedas Hashem, there's a Yericho within us, and we have to send spies to check out Yericho. That's basically what it's saying. She'b'chin yis Yericho shalei. That the city of Yericho, the Yericho, each one of us needs spies. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael doesn't need spies. What does this mean in Avedas Hashem? In Iksiv, it says in the Pasig, Avram Avinu was old, coming in days. So the Zayir asks, it's redundant. If you're old, you're coming in days. If you're not old, you're not coming in days. Pirish says, what does it mean? Shenislabish b'yamim. He Avram Avinu, not only was he old, but he bar b'yamim, meaning he dealt with all the spheres. Meaning that yamim et levushim anit and l'neshama. These are refers to the days given to other person. V'chol ech anit and l'shnei chayav k'mishmat shetzarech l'levushim. Like we learned many times, when a person is born, Hashem gives every person, each one of us, amount of time we're going to live and a mission to accomplish. Based on the mission we have to accomplish, that's how long we live. Okay? So therefore, what do you mean, Baba Yamin? Baba Yamin means the garments that a person has to accomplish in his lifetime. Based on that, that's how much you live. Kamesha calls it Yamin Yitzaru. I know. That's based on the Torah mitzvahs that a person does all his life. And therefore, any day that goes by without the mitzvah done, or without the learning Torah of that day, okay? So he says like this: every neshama is given garments, every neshama is given amount of time to accomplish in the garments. You blow it, you miss a day, so you're missing a garment, and you're missing Torah, and you're missing, you blow it. So he says, Lahov, and you know, Levushim, to understand what all this means. Why does the Neshama need garments? That it shouldn't be naked Why is Torah telling us this? And as again, what's the lesson in it? So basically he says, the neshama needs garments, which are Torah mitzvahs. Without that, the neshama is naked, which is no good. So he says, what's this whole thing mean in Avedas Hashem? So he says, the Inyan is like this. The Inay, anachnu emim b'chol yeim nakdishach. Every day we say nakdishach. Yeah, some people even scream it loud. Nagdishach. Yochayr hu nifla le'malkein Hashem Yizbarich. Shul kodesh shumov debat. Nagdishach means like this. Let us come and make him holy. That's the word nagdishach. Nagdishach. Let us make Hashem holy. Which implies that Hashem is not holy on his own. And we are the ones that have to make him holy. So now the Rebbe says, why? He says, Hashem is self-holy. We make Hashem holy. It's like Hashem is missing something. He's not holy. And we make him holy by screaming Kaddish and Baruch and whatever that. Why do we say three times Kaddish? Twice, four times, one time. I mean, Kaddish, Dafka three times. Achine, it says like this. What does this mean? Shatayra nitna lanu b'shleisha devarim. She machshava dibur amaisa. Tayra was given to us in thought, meaning our mitzvah is connected to thought, speech, and action. Shekama mitzvahs tuluyim b'dibur levat. Many mitzvahs are connected to speech. You have davening, benching, there's a lot of mitzvahs, halal. There's a lot of mitzvahs that are connected to speech. Shekama mitzvahs tuluyim b'machshava levado. And many mitzvahs are in thought, like the mashal, the mitzvah of love and fear. All those mitzvahs are in thought. The common mitzvahs kluyim b'maisa levad. Okay, so therefore, Torah was given to us with three aspects: thought, speech, and action. There are mitzvahs in thought, speech, and action. A person can come along and make a mistake to think shein bechinas gili alokus. So many people can come along and make a mistake that this godliness that's revealed through action mitzvahs are not at all equal. A person come along and say, obviously you can't have the same alokus in action than you do in thought and speech. Thought and speech is much more refined. And like he says, it's very grub, you know, it's very physical, very mundane. So a person could come along and say, how in the world, in Chazal, the Gemara, action is what really counts. But a person can come along and say, what is the person purpose of mitzvahs? In fact, that's what the Meraglim said. Why do we need physical mitzvahs? Let's stay in the midbar. So now the people can make a mistake to think that in speech, thought and speech is a much greater revelation of godliness, what we do in thought and speech, than in action. It's not like that. What? Why? Because by Hashem, there's no difference between highest, lowest, thought, action, speech. There's no difference. Kula kamei kulei choshev. Everything is considered nothing compared to him. And therefore, there's no difference between the highest levels and the lowest levels. Kiven shakol kayin negdei. Kiyo yizbarach ein sov ein arich elav. Okay? So therefore, he says, a person can make a mistake to think that thought and speech is greater than action. He says, not true, because by Hashem, thought, speech, and action are all the same. The highest levels, the lowest levels, it's all the same. There's no difference. And that's what we say. We say Hashem is holy in the heaven and earth. What he says like this, the Pasuk says, V'akadosh b'shamayim v'oretz. We say that in Yishtabach, right? Now, what does that mean? It means like this. It doesn't mean, simply it means you're holy in heaven and earth. The Alter Rebbe says, no. Ki HaKadosh, you are removed because from your level, heaven and earth are the same. Doesn't mean you're holy in heaven and earth. It means you are so removed from HaKadosh. You are so removed from the world, Shamayim and Ar, it's heaven and earth are the same thing. Av shul mechayes kulam. Umahavet kachayes ubechin esot zivashayif. Okay? So therefore, like this. The truth is, Elokus to our actions, thought, speech, and action, is revealed into the world. Okay? Now, he says, Hine, Amshach, Sachayis, Mekudushas, Yizbarech, this revelation of Kedusha from Hashem, Nasa, Ide Yisrael, is through the Yidin. Who reveals the Kedusha of Hashem? Without us, it's not revealed. Because without us, it's too great to be revealed. Or commercial costs. Like the pasuk says, "Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz." The simple meaning of the pasuk is, "Who are like you, Jews? Who is like your nation, Jews? Goy echad ba'aretz, a unique nation in the land." That's the simple meaning. Who are like you, Jews? You're a unique nation in the world. But the Alter Rebbe says, "No. What does it mean, goy echad ba'aretz?" It means like this. Mikamcha Yisrael, look how great the Jews are. What are they? Goy, they're a nation that Echad brings down the level of Avaya Echad, but it's in the earth. In other words, what's the greatness? Not that they're a unique nation. The greatness of the Jew is they are a Goy, a nation that Echad brings down the level of Achdus Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, Einoid Mulvaday, but it's in the earth. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe asked the question 2 minutes ago. Why do we say three times Kodesh? Because he says, to bring down this Elokus, this level of Kedusha. So what does Nagdishach mean? It doesn't mean Hashem's not holy and we're making him holy. The Alter Rebbe says, Nagdishach means we bring down the Kedusha of Hashem into the world in three levels. Thought, speech, and action. Kodesh, 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 which are the levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, which is thought, speech, and action, by the way.
I don't understand. So there's opposite, seemingly it's opposite. So Kodesh means separate. But here we're saying Kodesh means
right, though we're taking that level of separated godliness, which is normally removed from the world, and we're bringing it down into the world to make the world holy. How do you make something holy in this world holy? Why is this safer holy? Because there's godliness in it. So it's not that godliness is removed from it. This safer, because it has the Kedusha of Hashem in it, is separated from the table and the chair and everything else that's not holy. But Nagdishach doesn't mean we make Hashem holy. Here the Alter Rebbe is defining Kedusha as bringing this level of godliness into the world through Machshava Dibur Maisa, which is Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, the three levels of the Neshama. Shebekul Amnim Shebechinas Kaddish, that in all the levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, or thought, speech, and action, we bring down the level of Kedusha. How? Aide Eise Katero Mitzis. In the three levels, which are levushim la neshama, which become the garments of the neshama. What's the purpose of the garment? Meaning like this. When the person has the clothing, when the neshama has the, what's the purpose of clothing? Purpose of clothing is to be able to be exposed to the world. You can't go out without clothing. So the neshama needs these three garments. He asked the question, why does the neshama need the three garments of Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa? Why can't the neshama be naked? He said, because in order to reveal this level of godliness in the world, you need garments to handle, to retain it. And the three garments of the neshama, for the neshama to reveal itself in the world through Torah mitzvahs, is thought, speech, and action. That's what makes the garments of the neshama. The neshama is the intellect and midas, as the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. But the garments is thought, speech, and action.
That's why Adam and Eve didn't have a clothing, because they
Well, then, before the chet, before the sin, there was no evil yet, so that level didn't affect the person in any way. Now that there's evil in the world, thanks to them, so now a person needs garments.
There's no evil at
all?
Huh? It wasn't mixed.
I understand, but there was good and bad, but good and bad were completely separated. Right. So there was no Yetzirah in the person yet. Yet never Chet Tzedas accomplished that good and evil mixed. Therefore, before the Chet Tzedas, the snake, the Nachash, was the Yetzirah, but it wasn't in them. It was external. Once Adam and Chava sinned, so then the Yetzirah, the Nachash, the level of the Yetzirah, Nefesh HaBamis, came into the person, came into them.
We were created without that.
We were created originally, if it wouldn't have been for Chet Tzedas, we wouldn't have enough Shabbos. But guess what? Guess what? At the beginning of Tum, there's a pasuk, Neir Alila B'nei Adam, Hashem made this libel against people, the Tzedas. In other words, Chassidus elaborates on it, there's a medrash, but Chassidus elaborates on it. Part of the master plan of the world was for Adam and Chava to sin, because then began the battle of good and bad. If there's good and bad within us, there's a battle now within us who controls, like we're learning in Tanya. Before the Chet Tzedas, there was no battle. That's what is going to happen when Mashiach comes. Mashiach era, especially Chisam Mesim, is going to go back to the pre-Chet Tzedas. The problem is that already happened, really. But again, this is all part of the plan. In Zohar it says, it's a medrash also, but the Zohar, the Chassidus elaborates on it, that by matan Torah paska zuhamasam. Zuhama is like sweat, filth. When Debishtu gave the Torah, matan Torah, that was the chibur of Al-Yayinu v'techteinim, it undid what the Chet Tzedas did. That means that Matan Torah, for 40 days, the Yidden were on the level of pre-Chet Tzedas. What happened afterwards, though? It was all part of the plan. Hashem wanted the Jews should sin in the Chet Tzedas. In the Egel. The Egel was the same sin of Chet Tzedas that brought back evil into the world. Now, what's the story? So, like, we learned many times. What? Huh?
I said, sorry I asked that
question. Hashem created a perfect world. Eilam ha-miluy nivra. Okay, the Medrash says, the world was created perfect. You can imagine, if God did it, He created a perfect world. What was wrong with that? Hashem says, okay, I created a perfect world. Big deal. Of course I could, I'm God. I want something, I'm bored of this, so to speak. But this is the original plan, by the way. It's not the bored, change. Hashem changed his mind and things. This was the original plan. So Hashem said, you know, no good. Did I make a perfect world? Big deal. People should make a perfect world. I want, basically, you to make a perfect world. Now, if you have a perfect building already, how do you make it perfect? In order to make it again perfect, you have to break it. And then you can rebuild it. But then the difference is, Hashem did it versus our doing it now. Now we do, Hashem says, I don't want to do it. Big deal. I want you guys to do it. So what happens? Hashem said, okay, we're going to imperfect the world. We're going to make something called Mr. Chet Tzedas. Chet Tzedas happened. Now Hashem said, okay, go fix it. Make it perfect. So you had a guy called Noach and Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, and the seven generations to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then you have this guy, Moshe Rabbeinu, a very great guy. He got the Torah in Har Sinai. Hashem said, okay, you guys, perfect world. You guys did it. But there's one problem with that. This is a perfect world from the tzaddik level. From the tzaddik level, the Jews didn't sin to do tshuva. Avram didn't sin, Yitzchok didn't sin, Yaakov did 7 years, they were tzaddikim. So Hashem said, okay, you guys made a perfect world, thank you very much. But you know what? There's a greater level than a tzaddik. It's called the Baal Tshuva. So yeah, and this is stages, by the way. This is planned stages from the Eibishter. So the planned stage of the Eibishter was, okay, Hashem says, good, you create a perfect world called Matan Torah. But that's the truth of the first luchas for tzaddikim. What happened? Hashem said, I want tshuva level of perfection. Now, in order to get tshuva, you got to sin. So Hashem said, okay, we're going to bring another Eitz Hadas into the world. It's called the eagle. Because the eagle doesn't make sense. If you think about it, the Jews saw the miracles they made a golden calf instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, you got to be pretty stupid. But this is the plan. So now the eagle happened, and then Hashem said the whole tshuva bit, and then Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu on Yom Kippur, okay, guys, now you're going to get the tshuva luchis. The tzaddik luchis were broken, because if you don't break them, you don't need the Baal Tshuva luchis. So we're going to get the tzaddik, the luchis broken, so now it's good, and now we're going to get the tshuva luchis, which is the level of Yom Kippur. Therefore, we don't celebrate Simchas Torah on Shavuos, which are the first luchis of tzaddikim. Hashem says, I want a greater Simchas Torah. Yom Kippur Simchas Torah, luchis shnius. Chassidus explains, the Rebbe Shab explains in my mind, yeah, nevertheless, so why isn't Simchas Torah the day after Yom Kippur? Because you need Aveda the 4 days, and you need Sukkot, and you need Shmini Atzeres. There's a whole Aveda that in order, but basically, it's the level of tshuva. Okay, so then everything is fine and dandy. So then they come into Eretz Yisrael, they build the Mishkan. Then they go into Eretz Yisrael, Gantz Maisa, Hashem said, okay, I want the first base of Mikdash. That's my home, permanent, not a Mishkan. And Hashem said, that's good, you know what? But it's still not good. So now we need to get a second base of Mikdash. So how do you get it? Hashem makes the Jews sin, it's all planned. Hashem makes the Jews sin, get rid of the first, but now we need a second building. The second base of Mikdash, even though it's missing many things, has a lot of things that the first base of Mikdash didn't have. Godly Yakveda Baisu Achim and Arishin. Second one was a bigger building, it lasted longer. First one stood 410, this stood 420. Then Hashem comes along and says, okay, you know what? Mashiach ain't coming this way. We need a very long Golos. We need real, real darkness. And in this real, 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 real darkness, then Jews are still going to do Torah mitzvahs. They're still going to do Torah mitzvahs. And that is the ultimate perfection of the world through us, nobodies. Through us, nobodies, and the rest of the world of nobodies, that we're going to bring Mashiach Dafke through the longest, darkest, worstest, which is no such word. Worst. I know. Golos, and then this is all planned 5,781 years ago. And therefore went in stages. The end result, Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, ultimate Dira B'Tachtayim, that we made. That we made. One second, let me just say one more point. And now that, why is this greater than Rabbi Kiva, Rambam, big deal. They're great. Us midgets? The midgets are going to accomplish something. Oh, that's something. Mela, the head accomplishes, the hearts accomplish. Okay. The ikvus, the heels, the lowest part of the body is going to make a dinner, but the chtayin of Hashem says, oh, that's what I like. And that's what?
So the Torah, spin and action, it cannot be the same level, the action of the Eka.
Correct. That's why you notice, in the earlier generations, there was a level of learning Torah, which is primarily understanding Torah. That's Machshava. Then it came into the world of Dibur, davening. The emphasis years ago was in davening, which is primarily Dibur. And now, Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, in the Geshe HaKadosh, now the primary Avoida is not learning like the Tanoim and Amiroim. Doesn't exist. We don't have davening like the olden days. Now action what counts. But action, because it's the lowest dafke, that's going to bring down the ultimate level of Mashiach. What?